Viewmasters. It's the podcast that we do. Viewmasters. Talk about movies that we view. Viewmasters. My friend Eric and me, Joe. Viewmasters. Hey, let's start the show.
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb. Welcome to the Viewmasters, episode 353. Fast 10. My name is Eric.
My name is Joe.
I knew something was coming, but I didn't know what. And what did come was delightful.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
When those nuns walked across the street, I don't know how Batman was not the first thing I thought of. Holy shit.
Oh, we did it, Joe.
We did it.
Vroom, vroom.
Vroom. Vroom fucking vroom. Woo! And so we go to the end of the road.
How is that song not in this franchise right? anywhere?
And it'll probably be in the next one.
Oh,
assuming the next one is the last one.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
Probably won't be.
Probably not. They'll never stop making these.
Most likely not.
Vin Diesel is 60 years old.
Yeah. I mean, he's pretty close to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they'll stop making it when people stop seeing them.
Right? And people will never stop seeing them.
Apparently not. But you know what? They should stop making them great.
Yeah.
And then people would stop.
That's true. That is a very good point. If they would stop being good.
Yes.
People would stop going.
Exactly.
Oh, man. How the hell are you? I know.
Yep.
Fast 10.
Fast 10, or Fast X, if you want.
Right.
Whatever your preference.
Well, Jonathan Hickman did write this one, so it's Fast 10 for sure.
Yeah, but Grant Morrison is the one that came up with Weapon 10.
That's true. Shit, okay. I forgot about that. Oh, it's all their fault.
Yep. A lot of things are their fault.
It's true.
Like the fact that I'm going to have to buy 4 fucking toys that I don't want just to get one.
I mean, you don't have to. I know you're going to, but you don't have to.
I probably won't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will probably, however, pay exorbitant eBay prices. Just to get a Plastic Man.
That's fair.
Ugh. Fucking McFarlane.
Oh, the character Plastic Man, not a man made of plastic. Gotcha.
Yes.
Yeah. Though it is both of those things.
It is, yeah. And I already have plenty of other men made of plastic.
Sure.
They're spying on us right now.
I know, it's creepy. Bunch of them are laying down on the job up there.
Yeah, well, you know. Shaky foundations.
Yeah, I get it.
But also, other than the laying down part, would it be any different if we were doing this at your apartment?
No, it absolutely exactly. would not. Oh, man. Fast 10.
Fast 10.
Your seatbelts.
Yep. I'm pretty sure they used that as a promo for it, right?
Probably. They have to have.
I mean, if we thought of it, then surely they did.
It would be fucking criminal if they didn't.
Yeah.
Though I'm also pretty sure they never used Dom versus Sub in the lead up to Fast 8.
Yeah,
Fate of the Furious. Yep, so. Yep.
That is true, but yeah. That one, I think, is a little more risque than this franchise allows.
I suppose it is. The the most risque thing that this movie ever, or this franchise ever shows, and it shows it over and over again, is Michelle Rodriguez jumping up and wrapping her legs around Vin Diesel's torso.
Yep.
Their signature move.
You don't think all the booty shaking whenever there's a street race,
that is counts? Also, that, okay. That also definitely counts. Yeah, no, you're right.
I'm gonna miss that.
A little bit.
No,
not really. Not really, yeah. I was excited that we got an actual street race.
There you go,
one.
Yeah.
That was thrilling. Ish.
Ish, yeah. as with, everything else in this franchise by this point, even the street race is amped up to a ridiculous degree.
Yeah.
Because now there's little flying disc bombs. And actual life or death consequences.
Yeah, people die in this one.
Yeah.
Like people that we know about anyway. Not just, you know, nameless.
Right.
Police officers or civilians.
So many civilians.
So many. Holy shit. Just the movie opens with a replay of the vault theft from the end of, was it Fast Five?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
Yeah, and just the destruction, the people that died during that sequence. It's shocking and hilarious.
Yep. Yeah, it was pretty much all I could think about again as we watched it again.
They showed so much of that sequence.
I feel like most of it?
They did. I feel like they showed most of it, too. Yeah. It kept going, and I was like, are we just gonna, like, watch the whole end of that movie?
I mean, I'm okay with that. I mean, yeah, they pretty much just cut out the parts that weren't Dom or Brian related.
Right.
And really, they couldn't cut out Brian because he was pretty,
he was tethered to the vault.
Essential to that part.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Vin Diesel's love letter to himself.
Yeah.
Fast franchise.
It's so much more apparent in this one than it has been in any of the others.
Yep. I mean, I guess it's good to have confidence.
I guess.
I mean, yeah. I would never, ever know.
Is it earned?
No.
No. Oh.
Yeah, just going to the street race again when Dom shows up to it and everybody is so excited that he's there.
Right.
Because he is an international street racing celebrity.
He founded Race Wars.
He did found Race Wars.
It's like the San Diego Comic-Con of street racing. And he started it.
It's true. He and Letty.
Right.
Don't take away her credit.
I'm sorry. You're right. Man, I almost Bob Kane'd her.
Bill fingered her?
Bill Finger. Yeah, that's gross. I almost said that, and I was like, nope. That's inappropriate.
Who's Bill?
Fast X. Your seatbelts.
This movie's great.
This, yeah, it's swung around like
a crane.
It just swung around like a crane pushed by a car. Yeah, I feel like the last couple movies have sort of been diminishing returns.
Yeah,
and then I don't know what happened, but somehow this movie has righted the ship, righted the car, if you will.
I will say two words that say why.
Yeah?
Jason Momoa.
Yeah? Is that what it is?
He is delightful in this movie.
I was confused by him.
Sexually?
No, I don't know. So, I forget if we've talked about this on the pod, but the reason that we started doing this franchise is that you asked me if I was going to watch Aquaman 2.
Right.
And I told you I had not even seen the first Aquaman. And you said, it's pretty decent, yeah, or something along those lines.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
And I said that I find Jason Momoa off-putting.
Yeah.
And you said he's great in Fast 10.
Yeah.
And I said, I've never seen any of those movies. And now here we are.
Here we are.
It all led 4 months later.
Yep. In that time, Aquaman 2 went to theaters.
Uh-huh.
And is now on HBO Max.
Right. And I've seen it.
Have you?
Yeah.
I have not.
I haven't seen the first one.
Alrighty. How is Aquaman 2?
Just shitty.
Okay.
Pretty bad.
Alright. I wasn't going to expect much, probably why I haven't actually watched it.
Yeah, I mean, there's some fun stuff in it.
Sure.
But, yeah. Overall, it's not very good.
Yeah, like when I said Aquaman 1 is fine, it's like the most mediocre that you can get.
Yeah.
And not be awful.
Yeah. I think one of the worst parts about it is Jason Momoa.
All right.
or just the way that Aquaman is written and portrayed.
Sure.
Like, it's douchey. It's not fun.
Right.
Like, I can see it's sort of similar to Brave and the Bold, Aquaman, a little bit.
Right.
But without, like...
The charm.
The charm, yeah, exactly. And it's like, I know I'm supposed to think that he's charming in this.
Right.
But I do not find him charming at all.
He is not a charming Aquaman.
Yeah.
And it's weird, because you get the feeling from watching the Justice League that he was supposed to be a broody... You know, dark underwater king.
Yeah.
And then because of the backlash of all the Snyderverse stuff, they swung hard in the other direction. and neither of them worked.
Yeah. Yeah.
And admittedly, Aquaman is a character with a very fine line to tread between just silly and capable.
Right.
And they missed the mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in Fast 10, Jason Momoa is playing the Joker.
Yep.
And, yeah, I think I loved it.
Uh-huh. yeah, I think when I watched it initially and wrote it up on Letterboxd, I think what I said was that this movie is absolutely stupid, but Jason Momoa as an asexual, gender-fluid Joker is absolutely great.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know that Dom is Batman, basically.
Sure.
So it makes sense that he finally has a Joker.
Yeah. I mean, he does practically drive a Batmobile.
Yeah. His brother has a cave.
It's true.
The Peacemaker cave.
Yep. John Cena's back, baby.
Yeah.
In an almost completely unconnected plot line.
Basically. Yeah, there's a lot of real disconnected stuff in this movie.
Yep. Yeah, no one really interacts with Vin throughout.
Yeah.
Dom is just kind of on his own. The team is all on the run for the most part. Letty gets arrested. Jacob, John Cena. Yeah, he's off rescuing Little B.
Right.
And yeah, like just I don't know. Do you feel like... I feel like either Vin Diesel was like, you know what, I need to just be on my own for this and show how great I/Dom are.
Yeah.
Or was everyone like, we're just sick and tired of his shit. And we want to be in these movies because we make a lot of money. We don't want to interact with that guy anymore.
It's funny, I was thinking about it from more of like a storytelling perspective. Like if this is The Empire Strikes Back, you know, that sort of ends with everyone dispersed.
Right.
And they're not together really at all throughout much of that movie.
Yeah.
And then they all come back together in Return of the Jedi. I could see them sort of having that in mind with the way that this and whatever the next one is going to be are structured. Right. Is just, you know, the strength is the family, so they have to be a part in this.
Sure.
So that when they're all together again, they form Voltron and and are as strong as ever. You right. know, like some bullshit like that.
Sure, you know, only their combined might can defeat Dante Reyes.
Exactly. Oh. I liked the part in the agency headquarters or whatever when we are introduced to both Brie Larson's character, whose name I don't remember other than
Tess Nobody.
Little Miss Nobody. Tess Nobody, yes. Yeah. And Ames?
Yes.
Is he he's the other guy?
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
And like Ames is sort of running through their backstory, and then he's like, We first took notice of them in 2011, which is Fast Five.
Yeah.
And that's like, in my head, is like, oh yeah, that's when everyone started to take notice of them. Yep. Because they became ridiculous.
Yeah. Little meta commentary there.
A little bit, yeah.
Also, you know, commenting on how they just started out hijacking DVD players.
Right.
The way they introduce characters in this entire franchise is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because they bring people on board and treat them as if you know them and have known them forever.
Right.
Because, yeah, when we meet Ames, I said, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah.
Because they're just treating him like, oh, he's such and such from whatever. I don't think we've seen him before, but there's also 70 other muscly dunderhead dudes.
Yeah, I mean, you would think that the point, or at least the way that it's presented, is that the point of this scene is to introduce Brie Larson.
Right.
But, like, it is, and it is introducing Brie Larson.
Yeah.
But it's also introducing this other guy that we've never seen before.
Exactly.
But it's treating him like, you are supposed to know who this guy is.
Right. And it's the same with the street race when they introduce not only surprise Elena's sister.
Right. Hashtag family.
Yes. But the dude running the race is treated as if he's our old friend.
Mm-hmm.
Diogo?
Is that what his name is? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Giorgio?
Maybe?
Rogelio?
Sure.
Frank.
Some Portuguese name. Like Frank.
Yeah. Francesco. I don't know.
I don't either.
Yeah, no, that was weird too. Like, I with both him and Ames, I like had to look at them for a minute and be like, do I know who that is?
Right? And it got to the point almost where it was like, every side character that had a line, I was just like, have we met them before?
Yeah.
Even, like, the little, like, Ames's little nerdy computer guy.
Yeah.
You know, I was just like, was he in a previous one?
Yeah.
And the one guy we have met before, like, doesn't really get any kind of introduction. And is just kind of unceremoniously shuffled out of the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
We never really find out what happened to him.
Right.
Scott Eastwood, for some reason, is back.
Yeah. I'm fine with him not being around.
No, same. But also, he comes in and is, again, treated as if we've known this guy forever. He was in one movie 3 movies ago.
Yeah.
That he, nobody liked.
Did he die in this one?
He jumped out of the exploding car.
He did jump out, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
After Letty told him to jump out.
Right.
Because she saw the bomb under his car?
I don't know.
I don't know. The Toretto family, they are car psychics.
Right. And she, you know, by marrying into the family.
Sure, yeah.
She has picked up...
She inherited it.
The gift of the... The second sight.
Yep. And then, of course, once again, the conspicuous absence of Brian and Mia.
Yeah.
Really, like, good for Jordana Brewster for you know, still wanting to be a part of this thing. But maybe for story's sake, they should just kind of keep her off the books from now on.
It's rough. The absence of Brian was super conspicuous, yep. I feel like, in this one.
Absolutely.
Especially in the opening scene with Rita Moreno, fucking Rita Moreno, as the abuelita yep. of the Toretto family.
Sure, which I guess that makes them Hispanic.
I guess.
Even though John Cena and...
It's a few generations back, so, you know, it's fine.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I say this as a Puerto Rican with the most Scandinavian name ever, but, you know.
Right.
I mean, I kind of get it.
But, yeah, like, I couldn't stop thinking about Brian not being there.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah.
Because Mia is there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even, I mean, just briefly.
Yeah.
But it's always passing references to, you know, Brian and the kids are safe.
Right.
Because I always also forget that he and Mia have multiple children.
Yes, they do.
Because we've never seen them again.
Right. And hell, they may have even more than we previously know about.
Exactly.
It's been years.
Yeah.
But it was super glaring when, you know, Dom and the family are all on the mission where they get framed as terrorists.
Yeah.
And then we cut to Mia babysitting Brian.
Yeah.
Little B.
Little B, Brian. Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, they're apparently just in their house. But where's Brian and their two kids?
Yeah. Yeah. It's real strange.
Yeah. So yeah, it's... Like I understand wanting to keep him alive in the sort of mythology of the franchise, but to constantly make references but never show him is just, it's real glaring.
Yeah.
And real uncomfortable and feels very shoehorned in.
Definitely.
Just to keep Mia around, I guess.
Yeah, I feel like there are a few things that they have to sort of reckon with. For yeah. every one of these. Like, one of them is Brian not being there.
Right.
The big one is God's Eye. Like, for the past two movies, they've had to find ways to take this all-seeing, all-knowing software that can find anyone, anywhere,
yeah.
out of play immediately.
Yep.
And like, when they did it in this one, like, it sort of made me laugh a little bit. I was surprised though that it came back and is like an important part of Dante's plan. Like, that was a surprise to me.
Sure. Well, all the villains want it.
That's true. Yeah. Fair enough. Why wouldn't you want it?
Exactly.
Yeah. I liked how Ramsay was talking about how it was this thing that she made because she wanted to help.
Right.
And I was like, did you not foresee this being used for terrible means?
Apparently not.
She's supposed to be very smart.
Yeah. Optimists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose.
I guess there are some smart optimists.
Yeah.
I don't know any.
Prime, for example.
Optimists.
Optimus Prime, yeah.
I know my voice sounds weird.
No, I wasn't. It was more about me thinking the first time that you said it. Like, I heard you say optimists. When I was like, Optimus? I'm sorry. Cut that.
No, no. It's all in good fun.
I know, okay.
We're joshing with each other.
We are. We're just having a laugh.
We are. It's all we have sometimes.
You gotta laugh.
Yep.
Oh. What else happens in this movie? Everything happens in this
fucking
movie.
What doesn't happen in this movie? Charlize Theron comes back.
Yeah.
Actually has shit to do in this one.
Yeah, and they also finally gave her a good haircut, so that's nice.
Yeah. I hope it was in her contract.
I hope so. Yeah, I like the buddy duo of Charlize Theron and Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah, that was... It brings... It not only gives both of them things to do, but it sort of brings out the best in each other, too. I feel.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, yeah, we have spent two movies with Cypher. You know, Charlize looking like she just does not want to be involved. She's just there for the paycheck. But yeah, she seemed, you know, engaged this
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Actually getting to like, two fight scenes. And, yeah, interact with someone who she probably does not loathe.
Yeah. That's always good.
Yeah.
That's a good feeling, I'm sure, for an actor. To not hate the person that they're acting against.
Right. And it's weird, because, like, I have heard stories, like, Vin Diesel is apparently a very nice and very professional sort of person, but
yeah.
he seems like a lot.
I can
as
see
well.
It, yeah. For sure. Yeah.
And not a great actor.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
You know, some potential there in the beginning, but rarely has he hit those heights since.
Yeah, I feel like Fate of the Furious, we got to see a little bit more of it.
Yeah.
But it's gone now.
Yeah, he had a scene where he almost cried in this one, and then you could see the tears welling up in his eyes. I thought, okay, this is a nice moment. But it didn't last, and the rest of it is just all growling and scowling.
Right.
So, you know. in his signature monotone.
Yeah.
I've been, you know, listening to the Newcomers podcast.
Yeah.
Which, you know, they did cover the Fast saga, but I'm now onto their Marvel section. Recently listened to the Guardians of the Galaxy episode, and they play a clip of Vin Diesel doing the voice recording for Groot in all the languages.
Yeah.
And every single take is the same.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, just, what is this?
Yeah, it's interesting, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Excuse me. This movie was exhausting.
It was. I had to take a pee break in it because I could not hold it in any longer.
Yeah.
It was very long.
I feel like, compared to some of the previous ones, the visual effects on this one are not as good.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
It's a lot more noticeable here.
It is. I feel like, I mean, obviously with sort of the bigger kind of stunts that they're doing, you know, more CGI has to be involved. Because I feel like Justin Lin was definitely trying to be more practical with his stuff.
Definitely.
Which he has not directed the last, I don't know, I guess he directed 9. Let's see, James Wan did 7?
I don't remember, honestly.
I think James Wan did 7. Justin Lin came back for 8 and 9, maybe.
Okay.
But Louis Leterrier directed this one.
Yes, The Incredible Hulk's Louis Leterrier.
Yes, indeed. Although Justin Lin started directing this one and was fired.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and or walked off? I'm not sure.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Wow.
He does get a story by credit, though.
Yeah.
He was
fired by Vin Diesel, I assume. Right?
I could only assume.
Yeah.
Yeah. but yeah, Louis Leterrier, not particularly great director in my opinion.
Yeah.
I know I've seen more than just the Hulk that he's done, and like nothing that I've seen by him has been impressive.
Okay. I don't think I've seen anything else.
Yeah. I don't have my little pocket computer with me, but I mean, just the Hulk until the Eternals was the worst Marvel movie,
right?
But maybe he did do a Statham at some point. I can't recall. Maybe one of the Transporters.
He did the first Transporter.
Okay, I do like the Transporter.
Yeah. And Now You See Me. Did you ever see that one?
I did. Not a fan.
Yeah, he did Transporter and Transporter 2.
Okay, I do like those. Alright.
Looks like maybe those were, like, he did a music video, and then the Transporter is his first feature credit as director. And then Clash of the Titans.
Yep. Skip.
And the episodes of the Netflix Dark Crystal series.
Never watched it.
Yeah.
Never seen the movie.
No, I've never seen the movie either.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, yeah, he's been around. He did some Stathams.
Okay. Well, you know, I take back a little bit what I said. I don't know, just for whatever reason I had it in my head that he's like a less impressive Luc Besson.
I can sort of see that.
Yeah. And also maybe just how much I dislike the Hulk.
Yeah.
really colored it too, so. It's a bad movie.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, it's just, there's, especially the, like, the climax when Dom and Little B are going over the side of the dam.
Right.
And there's, like a, not even slow motion, but, like bullet time.
Sort of, yeah.
It's Nas time, is really what it is.
Yeah, because like, he does hit the Nas.
The camera pans through the car, and you see CGI versions of both of the actors, and it's just like, if it's, I feel like don't do that unless you can make it look really good,
right?
Like, and not like clearly just a video game cutscene.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff that struck me as like kind of just cutscene-y.
No, yeah, the visual effects are not the best in this one. Yeah, that scene in particular really stuck out. That entire scene, not just when they do the
weird
pan, you know, when the explosion happens and the car looks fake, the explosion looks fake.
It's just,
yeah.
The latter half of the Rome bomb sequence is where I really started to notice the visual effects not looking good.
Right.
Like, there's just some of the worst fake fire. Like D-level movie fake fire.
Yeah.
At one point. And it's just, yeah, it's just, it was, it just, I don't want to say it took me right out of it, because I wasn't super in it, because they're not deep. And, like, you could say it doesn't matter, because it's all just a fucking cartoon anyway.
Yeah.
But I noticed it, and sure, it bugged me.
No, it is noticeable on this one. And it's weird, because you figure as much as these movies make, they could invest a little bit back into it, you know?
Yeah. You would think that.
Yeah, maybe they had to pay, you know, $20 million for The Rock to show up for 3 seconds at
maybe.
The end.
And who knows how much for Gal Gadot to pop out of that sub.
I mean, she's got 2 Wonder Womans under her belt at this point.
It's true. Which also, I fucking knew it. I fucking knew it.
Yeah, you've been mentioning it since she died.
Yeah.
And I did not want to say anything, but it's fairly predictable at this point.
Absolutely, yeah.
Just like John Cena dies in this one.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah. $100 says he's in the next one.
Jacob will be back tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Roman, Tej, and Ramsey all crash, allegedly.
We don't see the plane crash.
We do not.
They jumped out. Yep. It's fine.
Sure.
Yeah. We don't see them get out of the cock-a-doody car, but it's fine. I felt like throughout this movie, like, it's sort of episodic,
mm-hmm.
the way that it's structured, and it's like, this movie is made for watching on TV on a Sunday afternoon.
Absolutely. Yeah, this one is definitely the most Sunday afternoon, don't feel like changing the channel kind of movie.
Yeah.
Which is weird because it's part one.
Right.
It's part 10, part one.
Yeah. X.5. But yeah, it's just like you spend a bunch of time with one group of characters.
Yeah.
And then commercial break.
Sure.
And when you come back, it's another episode with a different set of characters.
Right.
Like, it made me think, like, if they keep doing this after whatever the next movie is, they'll have to just do it as a TV series. or a miniseries or something. Because right. I feel like that's the direction that the storytelling was going here anyway.
I think, I feel like they'll do the next one. And then whatever comes after that is going to be the first 4-hour epic Fast and Furious movie. I feel like they're side-eyeing the Batman.
Yeah.
Saying, the 3-hour Batman
movie? Yeah.
We can do this.
You know what?
We can top this.
You know what? Fasten your seatbelts. Buckle up. You let him keep his car. Dom is a car at this point, basically. Like, he's not a complete person unless he is jacked into a car.
I think by 12 is when we're going to get, like, you know, yeah.
He's going to go full turbo teen. Would love it.
I was going to say more like a Matrix type of situation.
Okay, sure.
Jacked into the car, you know, plug it directly into his head, and existence there sort of situation. But yeah, turbo teen, I could, little B.
Yeah.
Little B fuses with a car.
Yes. Alternately, little B grows up to drive a car with an artificial intelligence of Dom.
That is where my next statement was going to go.
Full Knight Rider.
Yep. And then Dom will be the car.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Because there's only so long movie magic can keep him being an action star.
It's true. Yeah. I really started to notice his age in this one.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not like, I have no concept of how old he actually is.
He's in his mid-50s.
In his 50s, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I would have guessed.
Yeah.
And he doesn't look bad, but I definitely can see the wear on his face.
Sure.
His already leathery face.
Right? He's definitely not as toned as he once was.
Yeah.
But that's kind of been that way throughout the last 5 or 6 of these things, too.
He keeps putting himself next to just the most ridiculously jacked people.
This is also
you can
true.
Imagine.
And then immediately in the following movie, refuses to be with them.
Right?
Never sharing a scene with them again.
He goes to the premiere of each movie, and he sees how he looks next to whoever he's opposite. And that's the moment where he's like, I'm never sharing the screen with that person again.
Yep.
I will be, like, John Cena can be in the movie.
Sure.
But he has to be in a separate car.
Yep.
We can't stand next to each other.
Not at all.
I was surprised.
Because everyone is taller than him as well.
There was one point where you can see that Jason Momoa is taller than him, and I was really surprised. Like, oh, the box guy was sick that day, I guess. They didn't know where Vince Crate was.
Oh, poor little Vin Diesel.
Little diesel guy. Oh, man. I don't know about this one. I don't know what there is to say about it, because it's so heightened. Like, it's so much all the time.
It really is.
And it would have been really, really unwatchable if not for Jason Momoa.
Yeah. No, it's a dumb fucking movie. And even I think Jason Momoa is definitely the savior of this one. Not having The Rock in it for the most part.
Yeah.
Also helped, I think.
Yeah.
Because as we discussed, you know, during Hobbs and Shaw and stuff, we're getting kind of tired of him.
Yeah. John Cena also great in this one.
Yeah. Because we had watched the bloopers and mentioned it, I think, last week.
That, yeah.
We were surprised at just apparently how good an improviser he was.
Yeah.
It just kind of felt like they were just like, just do whatever.
Yeah, definitely.
And he was a lot of fun. It's just weird that his entire storyline is sort of a kid's movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Up until the very end when he sacrifices his life in a fiery cannon explosion.
Right. I loved the first time that they're in the cannon car because he arms the cannons. And then the kid, like, pushes the button or whatever to fire them.
Right.
And, like, just totally obliterates murders people sure. behind them.
Little B is a murderer.
And Little B's just like, that was awesome.
Yep.
And you know what, Little B? You're fucking right. It was awesome. The cannon car was cool.
Yep.
I thought for a minute that it was Mad Max's car.
Some Mad Max vibes. For sure.
Yeah. So maybe we'll get more cannon cars. Who knows?
I hope so, yeah. It's a nice addition.
It is.
And yeah, I am certain that John Cena's character is not dead.
Yeah.
He will be back. Yeah, but like I said, I think he's great in it. Jason Momoa is really a shining star in this movie. And I think those two elements really help, along with the fact that there is almost no downtime in this movie.
There's none. Yeah.
Which, you know, the previous ones, they've all at least taken at least one or two breathers to sort of exposition at you.
Yeah.
And if they do it in this movie, it is very short, very brief, and then just on to the next ridiculous action sequence.
Yeah, I mean, even in the previous movies, there's, like, they've sort of opened with, we gotta get the gang back together.
Right.
And there's none of that in this one. They're all already together.
Yep.
I guess they're all just actively doing missions now for the agency.
Yep. I guess, yeah, this is their jobs now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jobs and Shaw. Jason Statham is in this one again.
Yes, he is.
Not enough.
Not nearly enough, no. We get a reunion between him and Han.
Yeah.
Sort
of teased at the end of the last one.
Yeah, pretty much the exact same scene.
Yeah.
Is shown in the mid-credits of the last movie. Yeah, I was really hoping for more interaction between the two of them.
Yeah.
Just immediately breaks out into a fight sequence, which was fine.
That's what you're gonna do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm totally happy with that.
Yeah.
More Han, more Shaw.
Yeah.
Please, thank you.
Yeah. Dear filmmakers. Dear Louis.
Yeah. Shaw just drives the fuck off.
Yeah, like they establish that Dante is targeting everyone who has ever had any sort of association with Dom.
Sure.
And Shaw realizes that includes his mom.
Yep.
Who we do see briefly earlier in the movie.
Yeah.
And so he goes off to save her, and we don't see any more of him until the next movie, I guess.
I'm hoping.
I hope so.
Again, still really pulling for a Shaw's movie.
Yeah.
Would really like to see that. Instead, we are getting Hobbs and Reyes.
Yeah.
The Rock and Jason Momoa.
Right.
Together again for the first time. A movie.
Black Adam versus Aquaman.
Only one person demanded.
Yeah.
And that was The Rock.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I think I mentioned, you know, when I was looking up random shit about this franchise and I saw Hobbs and Reyes was coming.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, who the fuck is Reyes?
Yeah.
And, you know, then I realized, oh, it's Jason Momoa's character.
That's what the fuck?
Yeah.
What are they going to do in a movie together?
They're going to fight each other.
Well, they would have to.
That isn't what the entire mid-credits scene was setting up.
But what about the next part of this one? Like, is that also Reyes fighting everyone?
It's gonna be Reyes fighting the family.
Okay.
Whereas the Hobbs and Reyes is just gonna be Hobbs versus Reyes.
That's strange.
Yeah.
That bothers me.
So just a little break.
I thought, okay.
Well, Dante goes on this little side mission.
Okay.
Which is going to be anticlimactic because we know that Hobbs won't be able to win.
Yeah.
Which is going to really bruise the Rock's ego.
That's so strange.
Because we know that Dom and the family have to win.
So does this entire movie, I guess, take place while the water of the exploding dam is rushing towards Dom and his child.
I guess.
What the fuck?
And while Letty and Cypher and Giselle are hanging out in the Antarctic.
I mean, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
That doesn't bug me.
Actually, I want to see that movie.
Yeah, I would watch that.
Yeah.
Girls Trip.
Yeah. Fast and Furious presents Girls Trip.
Ladies Night Out.
Yeah. I'm into it.
Oh, that's weird. I didn't realize that. Okay. God damn it. I guess I thought the next movie was going to be Fast 10 2, and then whatever spinoffs would be after that. I didn't realize there was a spinoff coming before.
At least I think.
Okay.
I'm not entirely sure, but it is on the books.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, maybe it comes after Fast 10 2.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Either way,
it's weird. Teased. It's happening.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I guess I took that as, like, oh, well, I guess Hobbs will be back in the next one.
Right.
And maybe he and Vin Diesel will not be on screen some more together.
Sure.
They will stand awkwardly next to each other.
I mean,
and not look at each other.
CGI'd together.
Exactly. You
know, much like Juliana Margulies.
I was going to say, they're going to good wife that shit.
Yep. It's really the only good wife reference I know.
I know all of them.
I know you do.
I watched every episode.
I know.
I still need to finish The Good Fight so that I can start watching Elsbeth.
Okay.
It's a new CBS series.
Alrighty.
That spins off a tertiary character from The Good Wife and The Good Fight.
Okay, dope.
And she's delightful, so alrighty. I'm excited to watch it. Anyway, Fast and Furious. Are we going to see Rita Moreno drive a car in the next one, do you think? Is she also a great driver?
I mean, she would have to be. She's a Toretto.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
That's all I want from the next one.
Yeah, we should have seen what car she pulled up to the house with.
Yeah. What if she doesn't have a driver's license? She takes public transportation everywhere.
Much like Jacob did once.
Whoa!
Because he was afraid of cars.
Right. He took the bus.
He did.
I feel like when Little B said that he was afraid of planes, I feel like you sort of laughed a little bit.
Yeah.
But in my response was like, oh no, because he remembers when his mom was murdered on one.
Yeah, that's why I laughed.
Oh, that's why you laughed?
Because he remembers the trauma that he felt, and also because of the whole Jason Statham saving him and throwing him off of a plane thing. I mean, just that whole sequence of events.
Is that hilarious?
It made me chuckle.
The trauma of his mom dying?
Sure.
Okay.
It's also why I laughed when it's revealed that random street racer is Elena's sister.
That was out of no fucking where. That was so strange. Another character who's introduced like we're supposed to know who she is.
Right.
And then like when Dom drags her out of the car and is like cradling her and then lifts her up and carries her super heroically. Again, I think was the point where I was like, do we know who she is?
He did not do that part.
No, he didn't do that part?
He did that to Brie Larson.
Oh, that's right!
Yeah, you're conflating the two.
He rescues so many damsels in this movie.
Yes, he does. How else are they all going to come to the barbecue?
It's true.
If he doesn't save their lives.
That is how you become part of the family.
Yeah. When Vin graces you.
Canonically.
Yeah. Dom must give you a new life.
The part where, like, Dom asks Brie Larson, what's her name?
Tess.
The part where he asks Tess to get Letty out of the prison, and she's like, it's impossible. And he, like, hands the cross necklace to her. It really does feel like, he's granting her a portion of his powers.
Yeah.
So that she can do impossible things.
He is Car Jesus.
And then the only thing that she does to get Letty out is stab her?
Yep.
It's strange.
Yeah.
It's a weird plan. Carol.
It's not a great plan. Yeah, definitely open for something more dynamic, but nope.
Yeah.
And then I would assume that she knew that Cypher was going to be there, and that was going to be the catalyst to them get...
I would assume so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like her dad, and she has everything in motion.
Right.
Yeah. I miss Kurt Russell.
I miss Kurt Russell, too. I like Brie Larson, but I miss Kurt Russell.
Yeah, same. It's a different vibe.
It is a very different vibe, yeah.
A lot of vibe talk in this movie, too.
There's a lot of vibe talk, yeah.
Good vibrations. Brie Larson's jacket that said good vibes.
Right, good vibes only.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Are those the only two things?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, a lot of vibe talk.
Yeah.
This guy was an underwear model. God, John Cena is a treasure.
He really is. Yeah, I mean, I remember a couple weeks ago when you sort of felt hesitant about knowing that he was in the upcoming movie. But I was like, no, he's great. Peacemaker, Blockers. Like, I absolutely would have pegged him for just another wrestling douchebag.
Yeah.
Until I saw Blockers, which was fucking fantastic and did not deserve to be that good. He's a treasure in that, and he's been a treasure since.
Yeah.
And his devotion to Peacemaker is admirable.
Oh. Is there anything else you want to say about this dumb movie?
Miss anything? Pete Davidson.
Oh, no, I remembered him earlier and then quickly forgot and was happy.
Yeah, the Kevin Hart of this movie.
Shit, I forgot Kevin Hart was in
Hobbs and Shaw. At least Pete Davidson didn't show up again.
That's true.
But I guess there's always the next one.
There is always part two.
Jesus. Why do people like these people?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't understand the appeal of Pete Davidson.
Nope. I think we've talked about him before.
Yeah, we have.
He's Rise of the Beasts or whatever the fuck that movie was.
That's right.
And, yeah. Did we see another Pete Davidson movie? Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah, he is in that one.
Yeah.
Briefly,
yeah.
Right?
Gets his face blown off.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Yay.
Yeah. Just, yeah, why?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Some of the Roman comedy was not great.
Yeah, I feel like the quality of the Roman Tej material was lower in this movie than it has been in previous ones.
Yeah.
Which is disappointing.
It really is.
But also, where do you go with those two after they've gone to space?
That is also true. But I also feel like ever since they transformed Tej into the super smart tech guy, it's really ruined his dynamic with everybody else.
That's true. A little bit.
Especially now that he is extraneous because Ramsay is there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was able to identify that bomb on site as some sort of specific kind of underwater mine?
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah. We didn't really talk about the bomb.
Yeah, all I know about the bomb is that as it was chasing Dom and Letty, I got real Indiana Jones vibes.
There's really Indiana Jones vibes. Obviously, I thought about Batman 66.
Obviously.
Because at a certain point, it's Dom trying to get rid of this bomb, and he just can't. Instead of just running around a pier with it, he's using his car.
Right.
And jumps his car to hit a crane, to swing around, and hit the bomb into the water.
Yeah, that's insane.
Ridiculous. And we have seen some absolutely ridiculous shit in this franchise.
Yeah, and then Dom lands in the car and is able to drive away.
Sure. And then there's a blast radius, which he is able to outrun.
Right.
Because he is Car Jesus.
The blast radius, which includes the Vatican.
Yeah.
Car Jesus, indeed.
Oh, good lord.
Exactly, yeah.
Cannot wait for the next one.
I know, that sequence was really fun. It's so stupid, but it's so fun. Everything in this movie is so stupid and so fun.
Yeah. I feel like, because you asked last week if you're watching these movies or not.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know, but I feel like maybe you are trying to find something in them.
I was, for sure, before this one.
Yeah. just know that they're fun and they're stupid.
Yeah.
And I think you're fine.
I mean, if nothing else, this movie gave me John Cena's little, like, canoe plane thing.
Sure.
And that was really cool.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see more of that.
Yeah, that was pretty much the only real sequence I remembered from this movie.
Yeah.
Other than the bomb sequence. Was that he was carrying around a canoe plane.
Yeah.
Kayak plane.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It looked like a kayak, I guess.
Yeah, I think you said that they're on a kayaking trip.
Yeah. Good times.
Good times indeed. And yeah, I'm glad that you like Jason Momoa now.
Yeah, yeah. Or at least, you know, I'm not automatically against him.
Sure.
It'll probably be a situational thing.
I totally get it.
I don't care for the T-Mobile commercials that he's in with Zach Braff and Donald Faison.
No, I don't like those either. That feels like, you know, where's your dignity, man?
Yeah, but also those are commercials, and I don't like commercials.
Well, sure, there is that. But he's a little bit extra in those.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's a little bit extra in this movie, too.
True, but it works.
Yeah, it does work.
It adds an energy to this movie, to this franchise that has been missing, I feel like.
Yeah, just total chaos.
Yeah. Yeah, he is the Joker. He's a wacky villain. All the other villains have all just been super serious.
Yeah.
And he's just a little bit loony.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
So next week, the part two?
It's not out yet, sir.
What?
I know.
What?
I know. Hey, you know, when you suggested we do this, I said, did you want to wait? You said, no, let's just do it.
I don't want to wait.
For
our lives to be over?
There we go.
I want to know right now. What will it be?
You got more on me on that, then.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Is anything making you happy this week, Eric?
This is.
That's nice.
I've had a very, very bad weekend. And it has just been a lot more hard than normal. And pretty much the only thing I've been looking forward to, the only thing I've really had to look forward to is you coming over and us watching this dumb fucking movie. This amazing masterpiece of stupidity.
That's the pull quote right there for the DVD box.
Yep. after a little bit of shared sadness earlier, just having fun with you. And eating terrible food and watching Jason Momoa flitter about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was this.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's a good time.
Yeah.
I look forward to this as well.
Good.
I know I begged off last week because I had stuff going on.
Sure.
But I'm glad to be back doing it.
Glad you're here.
Thank you.
Yeah. Especially after my weekend.
So. Yeah. Definitely. I'm glad I'm here too.
Hey. Thank you.
What
about you, sir?
Yeah, what do I have? I don't know. have we talked about pop corners?
We did.
Yeah. Okay, damn, yeah. Was that my thing last time?
If not last time, at least a couple times.
I like those a lot.
Sure.
This week, DC Comics released the April special.
Okay.
Which is an anthology one-shot starring their many monkey and ape characters.
Okay.
And it's awesome. I wrote about it this week for the beat, and it's just really fun. It's exactly what I wanted from a comic starring the DC Universe's many ape characters, because there are a bunch.
There are, yeah. I believe it was Julie Swartz who once said that apes sell comics.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that was one of Carmine Infantino's cover rules.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that you know, put a monkey on the cover, put an ape on the cover, and it'll sell.
Yep. I wonder if that was actually ever true.
I don't know. Yeah.
Even if it wasn't, they certainly tried.
They definitely did. I mean, yeah. I always think of that. The just like I guess it was a special issue. It was superheroes versus super gorillas. I just always remember seeing that one and being like, "What the fuck?" But now I kind of want to track it down.
Yeah, I saw like ads for this the April,
yes. Yeah.
And for whatever reason, just in my head, I thought it was a. Like just another rehash of JL Ape.
Yeah.
And so like I just didn't pay any attention to what it actually was.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. No, it's three different stories.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really solid.
All right.
Well worth reading.
I will check it out.
And there is I believe a collected edition of the JL Ape annual event that's coming soon as well, which nice. I'm pretty excited about.
I mean, honestly, like yeah, I'll just take the Art Adams covers.
Yeah.
Draw some good apes.
I guess just look those up online then.
Okay. maybe I'll see if my Art Adams book has any of the art reproduced in there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh boy. What do you have lined up for us for next week? Our first non Fast and Furious movie in
11
in
weeks,
8 months. I don't know how long it's been.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
It's been, so, we, kind of briefly talked about this, probably a month and a half ago.
Okay.
So if you're not opposed, if you have not watched it yet, while we've been doing the Fast and the Furious movies, you and I have briefly talked about that separately, we had been watching the Mission Impossible films.
Right.
And so, let's do the whole thing. No.
Oh, God. I mean, at least it's shorter.
True. But no,
there's no Mission Impossible Presents. Ethan Hunt. No, that's just a Mission Impossible movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
But no, the latest Mission Impossible film, I believe it's called Dead Reckoning?
Yes, Dead Reckoning Part 1.
Yes, so let's watch another extra long first half. End of a franchise film.
Excellent.
Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1.
Let's do it.
All right.
I have not watched it yet.
Good, good. I may have to do a refresher. It's been a while since I watched the last one.
Yeah, I still haven't seen Fallout.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll watch that before for sure.
All right, well, now that you've just said the title of it, I do recall watching it recently, and I remember most of it now.
Okay.
Because I thought, well, Rogue Nation, I haven't seen that one in a while.
But yeah.
Rogue Nation was not the last one.
No, that's five.
Yeah. The titles of those movies, almost as confusing as the titles of these movies.
I mean, the titles of the... We'll save it for next week.
All right.
Oh, boy. And vroom vroom, Eric.
Vroom vroom, Joe.
And until next time, for the last time,
yeah.
Keep living your life a quarter mile at a time.
good night.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to The Viewmasters. You can subscribe to the show directly at our website, view.guttertrash.net, or on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Visit our website at view.guttertrash.net for information about our Twitter and Instagram. Once again, thank you for listening to The Viewmasters. We'll see you next time.